What's so good about Good Friday? I'm going to ask the question, and I'm going to answer it through Scripture for us. So if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, the 27th chapter. We will spend the majority of the message in that book and chapter. We will reference a verse from Genesis. But the overarching question, what is so good about Good Friday? In a staff meeting, we were planning the messages, planning the worship services, and I was telling the guys what I've studied, what I've prepared, where we're going. I was excited about it. I said, on this day, I'm preaching about Black Friday. And I kept saying, Black Friday. Black Friday this, Black Friday that. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, you know, Black Friday. And they said, Pastor, that's a shopping day. The day after Thanksgiving. Now, I think in Neosha, we need to reclaim Black Friday for garage sale weekend, but that's another sermon. Black Friday is a dark day for shopping, but I have a problem calling the Friday of the crucifixion Good Friday. It's Black Friday. God turned his back on his son and poured out his wrath upon the dark, wretched sin nature of us. It's hard for me to reconcile the name of that day. Theologically, in a literary and practical sense, but as I go back to the scripture, I gotta call it good. We'll be in Matthew chapter 27, but I want to bring one verse from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph, the original I had a dream preacher, had a dream, and his brothers, the sons of Israel, sold him into slavery. Through the twists and turns of God's providence, he is the second in command in Egypt, only under Pharaoh himself. The known world was in a famine and drought, and everyone came to Joseph for food, including his brothers. Through the twists of the stories, the sons of Israel, the sons of Jacob, soon realize the one they sold for some pieces of silver was the one who had the power to save Israel. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. This is Joseph speaking to his brothers. As for you, you meant evil against me. But listen to this. But God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. You can see the type of Christ. You can see the symbolism. You can see the story of God of grace, even in the old covenant. There was one forsaken by the sons of Israel, and they meant it for evil. Beloved, God meant it for good so that many people could have life. Why do they call it Good Friday? Matthew chapter 27, that we're going to start in verse 22 and then read through 23. Pilate said to them, "Now what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." That is the first reason we call it Good Friday. Let him be crucified. Pilate was the leader of the hour, and he was examining Christ, and he found nothing wrong. Now, Jesus had been accused of wrongdoing. They brought charges that were empty. But upon examination, they found no evidence or a testimony that could prove the charges. So Pilate brought Jesus back out, and the crowd, stirred up by the chief priests, said he, Jesus, should be crucified. Now, when we say crucified, we mean the worst punishment known. We're talking torture, excruciating pain that will lead to death. It was the calling card of the Roman Empire to keep people in line, typically for the worst criminals. This situation, verses 22 and 23, this is not justice. This is wrong. Why should he die because the will of evil people say so? They want to crucify the perfect Son of God. And this is the calamity of wrongful conviction or wrongful accusation. But they said, nonetheless, let him be crucified. In verse 24 of Matthew chapter 27, we'll continue from there. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. And the second reason it's called Good Friday is because his blood be on us and our children. Pilate saw the crowd wasn't listening to reason, logic. And so he tried to deflect his responsibility in the situation off of himself and onto the crowd. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going to be liable for this crucifixion, this conviction of him. Because he's condemned, I want no part in this. But the people cried out, he deserves to be crucified. And in fact, when Pilate said, I'll wash my hands, in essence, they're saying, that's okay. You won't be liable, but we will. His blood may not be on your hands, but his blood can be on us. And not only that, the weight of his conviction and condemnation, not just on us, but we want the blood to be on our children as well. His blood be on us and on our children. Down in verse 27 of this chapter, then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. The third reason, it's Good Friday. The third statement, if you will, is Hail, King of the Jews. The Roman soldiers didn't want to be there. They were assigned to this province. They didn't like the Hebrews. The Hebrews didn't like them. They were bound by a code of conduct until this moment. They could release their angst upon anyone, and it happened to be Jesus. They abused him. They made a spectacle of him. They stripped off his clothes, and they replaced it with a scarlet robe. Because of the charge of that Jesus had received. They put a crown on his head, but not of precious metals or jewels. It's a crown of thorns. Pressed upon him, cutting into his flesh. They then laughed at him. They taunted him. They rejected him. They even mocked him by kneeling down in front of him. And they said, "Hail," meaning honor given to you, submission on our part, "Hail, King of the Jews." It's easy to call it Black Friday. He didn't deserve this. His life did not warrant this. I know we call it Good Friday as Christian tradition, but I've got to call it black. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. We skipped a lot of verses. Jesus has received the wrath of God poured out for the price of sin, and the work's about to be done. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The fourth reason, the fourth statement of why it's Good Friday, truly, this was the Son of God. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He paid the price of sin. And I would say this, it is personal sin that we have committed that he paid for. In a paradoxical, theological way, the Father turned the back to his Son so that he could pay the wrath of the crime upon the guilty party. And after the price of salvation was paid for, the ransom was met, Jesus said, John 19, he said the classic words, "It is finished." And he yielded up his spirit to the Father. Upon that, the earth itself shook, and the souls of the believers in the vicinity rose from the grave. You say, "Pastor, talk more about the resurrection." I will next week. And the centurion witnessed all of this and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Upon reading these verses, I have come to the conclusion, I don't want to call it Black Friday anymore. I got to call it Good Friday. It's when God took our sins away. That's not Black Friday, that's Good Friday. Truly, he is the Son of God, not was, he is right now. So I understand the crucifixion in those terms. It's a good thing. And what they meant for evil, God meant for good. All the sons of Israel rejected him for some pieces of silver. But what they meant for evil, God meant for good, so that many would come to life. It's called Good Friday. And as I come to that conclusion, I've got to go back and reread those statements because it changes the meaning of what they meant for evil, what God meant for good. When they said, "Let him be crucified," they meant it in a terrible way, saying, "We should punish him." But when I realize the cost of my sin, I have to say, let him be crucified. When we talk about the price he paid, the guilt, the liability, when they said his blood be on us and our children, they meant it in a terrible way, in an evil way, but God meant it for good. And we see that it's Good Friday, that he paid the price of sin, that he can redeem anybody. I will say this, his blood be on us and our children. What God meant for good, so many people will come to life. I want his blood on me. I want his blood on my children. That's why we call it Good Friday. When the soldiers made a mockery of Jesus Christ, they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They're not going to be saying that very long. But we will. We will bow before the King. And not just the King of the Jews, by the way. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The King of all tribes, tongues, nations, and creeds and cultures. We will bow and say, "Hail, King Jesus." The statement of the centurion, he witnessed it all. And he said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." As we consider what happened on the cross, we consider our sin debt, we saw a Jesus that was willing, ready, and he accomplished his mission. We say, truly, he is the Son of God. And what they meant for evil, God meant for good, so that many would come to life. That's why we call it Good Friday. It was harsh, but so was our sin. As great as our sin was, our Savior was greater. And he accomplished it. He did the perfect will of God so that we didn't have to, because we couldn't. But realize this, beloved. He paid the price that you and I could never meet. He paid the ransom penalty to free us. That's why we call it good. It cost him everything. But that's why we say this is grace. This is the gift. That if you've never received Christ, you've never submitted to him, you can receive the free gift of salvation. All you have to do is believe in your heart. Come to faith. Say, "God, I repent of my sins. I'm guilty before you, but Christ paid my debt. If I believe in him, he takes my sin away. I become alive." And maybe you've done that. Maybe there's other decisions, but maybe you find yourself once again, we're back in the Easter season. We're going through the message we hear every year, every season. It just hits me different now. Really the question of why is it Good Friday? And maybe you need to take a moment and say, "Take me back to that place, take me back to that time so I can call it good." Maybe you have something else in your life that you need to pray about or God is bringing to your attention. But we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And so if you have any unconfessed sin, if you have anything in your life that is a hindrance between you and your relationship with God, you need to confess it and get it right with God before we come to his table. Let this be a devoted act of worship when we come back to his table and consider what men meant for evil, God meant for good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the time that we can celebrate Good Friday. Father, thank you for the willingness of Christ to come and pay our debt. Father, may we never tire of the message of grace and forgiveness. Father, would you impress upon those who've never trusted in you to open up their hearts and say yes to the Lord Jesus. And may they simply just believe. May they repent of their sins and come to life. Father, for those who need to make decisions, whether it's small or whether it's large. May they do that today. But Father, would we take inventory of ourselves before you? Before we come to your table, may we examine ourselves. Father, we confess our sins, our wrongdoing. Even when we consider the cross, we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for continually receiving us and accepting us as we are. But Father, we are sinful people. We confess we need you. We confess our sins. We want to come to your table with clean hearts. So Father, bless us as we seek you. May you remind us that this is the reason we call it Good Friday. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.